好，欢迎来到新东方在线实时英语 Real and Relax， 欢迎大家。我们这档节目分为三部分，第一部分是你听不懂的英语，第二部分是你说不出来的英语，第三部分为你介绍 a very interesting English story， 让你的英语学习更加精彩。所以从现在开始扔掉你的口语书，和我们一起实时学英语哦。
你好， I'm Al.
Hi, I'm Susan. Nice to see you again.
Yes, let's first get a review. 首先呢，上次我们学了几个听不懂的短语。The first one is have a job to do something.
That means have difficulty doing something.
很困难。
Have a good job to find here, find the way here.
对，
找到这儿很困难。
对，第二个 is have a long nose, 鼻子很长。But it actually means, if he has a long nose, he must be very aggressive and jealous. 跟 lying 和匹诺曹没有关系， and it has nothing to do with nose. And have dinner together. 我说 have dinner with my family 实际上是
邀请你去家里吃饭
啊，可不是中文的下馆子。So be clear of that.
Remember. The previous time we have learned that sentence that 我每天中午带饭。
I brown bag it every day.
Brown bag it. 那我请打包。
Bag, doggy bag, please.
Remember that.
Doggy bag, 我们还说过一个是 box lunch.
盒饭。
盒饭 box lunch. 一一对应 right?
记住一个是从家里往这边带是 wrong brown bag it. 从饭馆里往家里带呢
doggy bag it.
Remember.
Okay, let's begin our new lesson.
What's the first one?
The first one, have no use for.
没什么用处。对什么什么没有用处，
因为我有
is that the right meaning?
因为这里有 use 嘛，对吧？ Have no use for 就没有什么用，对吧？ Let's see. Hey Susan, do you like to go to the Blue Jay tonight? It's a very big party. It's a big, you know, bar. There is a big party at 9 p.m.
No, I have no use for parties.
You have no use for? You don't need to help. Just relax yourself.
But I told you I have no use for parties.
这里我就懂 不懂了。你说 no use, 我知道你帮不上忙嘛，在派对中毫无用处。但实际上
我要表达的意思不是说我帮不上什么忙，而是 I don't like the parties.
I have no use for parties. 就是 I don't like it, right? 所以我应该 Susan, do you want to go to the party? 然后苏珊说
No, I have no use for parties.
我还说那我就应该说 I assure you it will be a great party. You may have a try. If you really hate that, it's never too late to quit.
还是不停地劝。
对啊，我保证那个是个 great party, 那个是非常棒的 party. 而且呢
你试试。
对啊if you really hate that, 如果你真的很讨厌的话 it's never too late to quit.
我觉得要是不喜欢也不至于到 really hate 的地步。Anyhow, this, if you don't like something, this, you can say, have no use. Have no use for parties.
The second one is, have someone's hands full. Hands full, 什么意思? Okay, hey, listen, the phone is ringing.
Oh dear, could you answer it?
But I've having my hands full.
Full of what?
I'm trying to say that I'm terribly busy now.
All right, I'll answer it.
实际上 they have one hand full, 那就是手里很满嘛。
就是说现在手头上很忙，抽不开，
对嘛？
抽不开身，
走不开，所以说呢，你就不能光指。其实这个短语还是蛮简单 ，have one hand full，
忙得不可开交。
对，就不仅仅是指你手里有什么活了 ，right? It's very busy. It just means busy.
Yes.
Okay. Have one's limit.
达到极限。
每个人都是 you know someone has limit. What does that mean? 这个词组从字面来讲的话，可能就是我能力有限。
听着还挺谦虚的哈。
对 ，it's a typical Chinese way of saying， 就是我。不一定成，对吧？但是如果你跟外国人说这个 have one's limit， 不知道就成不成。Let's see. Hey Susan, would you help me with this, please?
I'm not sure. Let me try. You know, I have my limit.
So you don't really want to do this. Why don't you be straight with me?
啊，误会我了。
啊，对。如果你对一个外国人说 I have my limits 的时候啊，你不要以为是在客套，对吧？这 have one's limits 实际上就是我的忍耐是有限度的。
啊，所以这句话可是不能随便的用哈。
嗯，对，所以我在听到虽然说 I have my limit， 我就说哦，你的忍耐是有限度的，
就说让你帮帮忙，你就要发火嘛。
你要是真的不想，可以告诉我嘛。You can tell me straight, right? Straight、uh-huh. with me. 所以如果你不要表达这个意思的话 ，try to avoid that. Don't use that. Just you know, let me try or something like that.
不要常说，或者不要轻易说，I have limit.
对，
不要说，其实你的意思是。
我的能力
有限，但是在他们听来这句话的真正含义却是我的忍耐是有限度的。
我的忍耐是有限度的，然后就会 have a fight or something。
嗯，但是有时候真的到某种情况下，你必须要警告他，我的忍耐是有限的。The right situation, you should know how to say it。
对，我的忍耐是有限的。
嗯，或者别人跟你这样说，你也知道人家是什么意思哦。
Right。嗯，还有就是，why do you look so down？
I just had words with my dad.
Well, what were you talking about?
We don't talk, and we didn't talk. He always wants to jump on my back, and I'm enough with that.
You didn't have a talk.
说了半天，大家听出什么意思吗？
Have words with someone, 一看就简单，这还不容易嘛，就跟别人说两句话，对吧？但是实际上，如果你说 have words with someone， 那跟 have a word 有什么区别呢？
嗯，
一个是复数，一个是单数，前面加 a 嘛。
单数的 have a word with someone 是和某人说话，
对，真正的和某人说话。
Have words，
那就说了很多话，也就是跟别人 have a fight， verbal fight， 跟人吵了一架。嗯
，You know， remember that， and you always have a word with someone， but don't have words with someone。
所以说呢，应该这样啊，譬如说 ，Why do you look so down？ 我说 ，I just have had words with my dad。
嗯 ，Well, that's too bad. Maybe you should have a word, have a word with him tomorrow。
啊，就是我跟我爸吵一架，哎，别，你应该跟他好好谈一谈。
嗯，
对，
这是会。这就是一个 word 和 words 的区别。
对，所以 have a review。首先 ，have no use for。
I don't like it。
嗯，就是不是说有没有用，而是说真的 I just don't like it。
嗯哼。
第二个呢 ，have one's hands full、
嗯。I'm too busy。
其实这个 literally 也很好理解 ，right？ I have my limits。
我的忍耐是有限的 ，I can't bear it anymore。
啊，这跟中国人的那种谦虚客套和就完全不同了，对吧、
嗯、
？And the one we just said have words with someone， 跟别人吵了一架。
一定要和 have a word with someone 区别开来。
对 ，have a word 是跟别人谈谈话。
嗯 ，have words 呢，那就谈得不是很顺利，就吵起来了。
That's right. Welcome to Real and Relax.
您正在收听的是新东方在线实时英语，
登录 www.coolr.com，
最前沿的考试动态，
最及时的教育资讯，
最经典的网络课程，
尽在新东方在线。更多精彩等着你。So, let's go to part two.
And something that you don't know how to say.
嗯，
有时候我们跟别人约会的时候会问，某某个时间你觉得可以吗
？Is that convenient for you？
啊，然后他可能会说啊，什么时候都行，我什么时候都有空。
嗯，
我的计划或者我的很行程表很灵活。
嗯，应该怎么说啊？
先说灵活吧。
灵活 ，flexible。
嗯 ，flexible。所以说。我的时间表很灵活，什么时候都可以。
就是 my schedule is flexible。
啊，这句话实际上在工作当中还是用的很多的。
嗯，其实flexible 的本意呢是非常的有弹性的那种。
又说 I'm flexible。
对，但是它的反就是说出来呢，不是说我是有弹性的，而是说我的行程表很灵活，就是 you know most of the time it's okay for me。
I'm flexible。就我的想法可以改变，可以调整，也所以也可以说我的行程、我的计划都可以很灵活的根据时间可以而定，对吧？
啊，所以具体的意思呢，你需要看前后文或者具体的情况而定了。 和别人约会的时间见面呢，经常会要求对方选定方便的时间，并表示 I'm flexible， 或者呢
My schedule is flexible.
你表示配合的诚意。I'm
cooperative.
Yeah, 尤其有一个 big contact with you, 哈，有一个大的。但是我们现在还有很多公司现在是 flexible schedule.
弹性工作时间。
这个就很好理解。比如说就是早上九点到晚上九点上班的话，
都不算迟到。
就我的意思是九点到九点来，九点半来都不算迟到。但是五点，你九点来你五点下班，九点半来五点半下班。
That's the flexible schedule.
Flexible schedule.
弹性工作时间。
That's right. Okay. Hi, Susan. I know we are supposed to meet at 10 o'clock, but something came up unexpectedly. Would you mind reschedule our appointment?
No, not at all. My schedule is flexible, so suit yourself, please.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. How about at 5 o'clock?
That suits me fine.
这就是一个就说我啊不好意思 Something came up unexpectedly. 有些意想不到的事情突然发生了 Something came up unexpectedly.
Something came up unexpectedly.
那你能 reschedule 你能重新定一下我们的约会吗 Would you mind rescheduling our appointment?
然后我说 No, not at all 一点关系也没有 My schedule is flexible
它的行程非常灵活
So suit yourself Suit S-U-I-T Suit yours 就是看你的时间吧Suit yours or suit yourself That's okay
好啦那我就说非常感激Suit me fine 这That's it.
Suits me fine.
Suits me fine.
所以我的行程很灵活。
My schedule is flexible. 非常的灵活。Let's go to part three.
There's something that's interesting. Both related to English and Chinese.
我们上次说到了《论语》的那学写学而时习之不亦乐乎。有朋自远方来不亦乐乎人不知而不愠不亦君子乎那我们这一次呢继续说一个 very famous the thing 子曰五十有五而志于学三十而立四十而不惑五十而知天命六十而耳顺七十而从心所欲不逾矩
听着倒是挺耳熟的就是有的还不太明白是什么意思
首先子曰我们上次说了
孔子
The master said 首先五十有五而志于学五十有五那就是
十五岁啊
我就开始好好学习了
有志于学就是志向在于学习
就是 at 15 I set my heart upon learning
set one's heart upon doing or something that's 就是有志于学习全心全意的做什么事情
at 15 I set my heart upon learning 那三十而立应该怎么说
at 30 I planted my feet firm upon the ground
三十而立这个还是很就是 literal translation
三十而立一般都是成家立业的立啊
对
但是他就翻译成planted my feetfirm 就把我的脚深深的植根于 upon the ground 深深植根于土地上那不就站起来了
对这个其实也是跟外国的文化 down to earth 就是一
脚踏实地
对那四十呢四十而不惑 at 40 I no longer suffered from perplexities 这里的 perplexities 呢就是说非常的困惑和窘困的那种状态 perplexity 怎么写 P-E-R-P-L-E-XITIES 这是一个字字弱 form
下面说
at 40 I no longer suffered from perplexities
下面是五十而知天命 at 50 I knew what were the biddings of heaven this biddings means 命令的吩咐 these orders 五十岁的时候 I knew what were the biddings of heaven 我就知道
上天让我干嘛了对
上天吩咐我上天对我的让我的使命是什么
六十而耳顺这个不经常见不经常听到我们就是所以就是 at 60 六十 I heard them with docile ear docile ear
docile ear what's docile mean
这个是 耳顺就是一个 literal translation， 就是我他说什么就是什么吧。
啊，
高脚是驯服的，
嗯，不追究了。
对 ，just the lamb， 就像小羔羊很驯服 ，those are ear。然后七十而从心所欲。
At seventy, I could follow the dictates of my own heart, for what I desired no longer overstepped the boundaries of right.
啊，其实 I could follow the dictates of my own heart， 这个呢就是从心所欲，
就是
从听我的心里的那种 desire， 对吧？
遵从内心的呼唤。
For what I desired no longer overstepped the boundary of right.
不逾矩啊，就不会超过正确的事情所规定的那个限度。
Yes. So, 整个都来一遍吧。
Okay.
The master said, at 15, I set my heart upon learning.
At 30, I planted my feet firm upon the ground.
At 40, I no longer suffered from perplexities.
At 50, I knew what were the biddings of heaven.
At 60, I heard them with docile ear.
At 70, I could follow the dictates of my own heart, for what I desired no longer overstepped the boundaries of right.
Okay, that's all for today.
See you next time.